Let us join our hearts and go to the throne of grace in congregational prayer. Our merciful God and our heavenly Father, as a congregation, we assemble to sing thy praises with joy and with thanksgiving to thee, our Maker and our King, God of our salvation, who hath done for us wondrous things. The God who has sent light into our darkness and brought life to us who were dead. The God who sought and found the lost and perishing. The God who did not forsake the works of his own hands, though those works turned their back on him. The God of mercy and grace, who is faithful even to the faithless. The God who, for the greatness of his love, sent his only begotten Son into the world to be our Emmanuel, to clothe himself in our flesh, to draw nigh unto us that he might lift us up to thee, to suffer and to die, not of his own deserving, but in our place, to redeem us and make us thy children and heirs. What reason we have for joy, what reason we have to assemble this Sabbath day in which we have the privilege of resting in the finished work of this Christ, what reason for joy and praise we have. By thy Spirit, Father, draw that praise from our hearts. Kindle the flame of love for thee. Wherever that flame has grown dim or but flickers, quench not our smoking flax, but reignite it by thy word and spirit, that from our mouths and from our hearts thy praises may sound forth, and that thou mayest be glorified not only with our words, but with a life lived as a living sacrifice to thee. Grant that we may walk as children of the light, abiding under the light that is our Lord Jesus Christ, our Son of righteousness, who has arisen with healing in his wings. How we need that healing. We come to this place together as a people who are weary. We're weary from the pressures of this earthly life, from struggling with the circumstances of this life. We're weary from hardships we've gone through, from coping with wounds that we bear, sorrows that we carry. We're weary from that daily, relentless battle against sin and the tempter and the impulses of our flesh. And in Christ alone, we find healing. Bring us to him who is the great physician. Enfold us in the healing wings of the Son of Righteousness. May we feel and experience that through the gospel this day. As it is declared, may that gospel come to us as a word of healing, the gospel of justification, that our sins are covered by the blood of Christ, and in him we are forgiven. And for his sake, thou dost account us righteous. May that quiet the accusations of conscience and lift from our spiritual shoulders the burden of our guilt and make us feel and rest in that peace that we have with thee. And may the gospel come forth in power, applied to us by the Holy Spirit, to sanctify us more and more. May the healing rays of the Son of Righteousness penetrate our inmost beings and change us from glory unto glory, that more and more we may be holy as thou art holy. May we desire that, not to walk any longer after the pattern of this world or the lusts of the flesh, but according to thy word, to please thee, our Father, and the God of our salvation. As a congregation, we also lay before thee the many petitions that we have. We come not individually, because we are not believers who live on our own little islands, but we are a body. We are a congregation knit together by the Spirit of Christ. Our joys are shared. Our sorrows are shared. Our needs are shared. And thus with one voice, we lay all our supplications before thee. Thou knowest the needs that we have in this congregation, Father. Attend to them. Provide for them as thou only knowest how best to do. Be with the sick, the aged, and the shut-ins in our midst. Uphold them in thy care and grant them a Sabbath day's blessing. Be with those who sorrow, whatever the reason be, the loss of a loved one, hardships of life, wayward loved ones who walk not in thy ways. Comfort them as only thou art able to comfort with the all-sufficient comfort of Christ. Be with those who bear wounds, perhaps deep wounds on account of trauma that they have suffered or sins that have been committed against them that have left deep scars. Minister to them, Father, by thy word and spirit, that they may know that thou art their God who shelters them beneath thy wings and lifts them in thy everlasting arms. Be with the married, the single, those who have families, and those who do not have children, all of whom have their own circumstances and needs. Provide, Father. We pray that thou wilt not only bless and uphold our congregation, but the denomination of churches to which we belong. We are thankful for our place in our denomination and pray that thou wilt strengthen us to be faithful to the gospel, to be humble, and to walk humbly with thee. Grant that we may grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that thou wilt provide pastors for us, and we feel that need ourselves. Grant soon, if it be thy will, a man of thy own choosing to be our pastor here and to go in and out among us and provide for all of our needs in the meantime while we are vacant. And experiencing vacancy, we know those hardships, and we pray for all our sister congregations who are likewise vacant and pray that thou wilt provide for them. We pray that thou wilt provide men to study in our seminary for the gospel ministry, for our need is great. To that end, bless the seminary and the professors who faithfully labor there. Uphold them in that work and use them mightily for the preparation of men for the gospel ministry. For we yearn, Father, for the preaching of the gospel, and that it may continue unabated in our midst. We pray for the cause of missions, how important that work is. Not something for us to do merely when we have time or extra resources, but a part of the essence of what it is to be church. We are thy witnesses, as the Lord Jesus said. Make that great commission weigh upon us, and may we pursue its carrying out with zeal. Bless our foreign missionaries as they labor in the Philippines, and our new domestic missionary, Reverend Lanning, equip him for that work and provide a field of labor for him. And bless the evangelism work that our congregation does and that our other congregations do. May this work be pursued with earnest desire. May we count it a joy and a high calling to shine as a light and to bring the gospel of grace to the lost and those who have not heard of Jesus Christ. We pray that that gospel may go forth, because in the darkening night we yearn for the Son of Righteousness to arise again with healing in his wings, finally, to put an end to the dark, to banish the night forever, and to bring about the eternal day of his glorious kingdom, wherein righteousness doth dwell, in which every tear will be wiped away, and every wound healed, and every pain gone, and every sorrow taken away. The kingdom in which we will dwell with thee, and with one another in perfection, in peace and joy unspeakable. Hasten that day, Father, Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. And while we wait, help us to be faithful, to watch and to pray. And with uplifted heads, look for his coming again. All of these things we ask and pray in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.